Six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin transmission.
If you heard a bunch of beepy DTMF type tones, you know that the time is 1930 UTC. Hello, that means, of course, it's time to begin
the Dubious Goals Committee.
Yes, hello, once again, welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm drinking some juice here. It's like strawberry and banana flavored pear and apple juice. And as delicious as it is, we're going to have to pick it up, put it in the pocket. And we gotta leave this room because it's way too hot in this room. Boy, oh boy. Hi, Peppa. Boy, oh boy, have I had a terrible last 24 hours. Oh my God. I don't even know where to start, so I probably have to just tell you this story in chronological order, which means I need to sit down here. Okay. Okay. I'm down. I'm on the floor. Am I ready to go? How about some more juice first? Okay, that's pretty good. Okay. Let me tell you about the last 24 hours, or at least the last 23 and a half hours since you heard from me last. Oh my God. Okay, so where do I even start? I'm trying to remember. So much crazy stuff happened that I'm trying to remember what order this all happened in. Yeah, okay, I think I'm coming to. Let's put this over here so we can see that. Okay. So what happened? Okay, so yesterday, Dubious Goals Committee got over, and as you'll remember from yesterday's episode, go back and listen to it from the archive if you want to. And you can find that at anonradio.net/archive. So Dubious Goals Committee ends yesterday, and I think, okay, I gotta do something productive. I gotta be a productive person. I've got a big doctor appointment I gotta get ready for, and all this stuff, right? So, even though it was a hot day yesterday, and I complained about it being hot, it wasn't like deadly hot or anything, it was just uncomfortably hot. And I thought, okay, I gotta go do stuff anyway. There's no getting around it. I'll be fine. I got the air conditioner in the car, blah, blah, blah. So I get dressed. You know, I put on some clothes that are acceptable to be seen in public, as opposed to what I wear when I'm in my house. And I'm trying to remember if this is everything. Yeah, because I've got a bunch of errands I need to run, so I change my clothes. And I go out into the garage, and I open the garage door, and I'm about to get in my car, and I said, well, I better check the mail first so I don't forget. So I go look in the mailbox, and yeah, there's a letter in there, and it's some paperwork that I need to fill out, right? So I thought, okay, I'll deal with that later. And then I realized, oh, huh, wow, it is actually pretty warm out here today. Wow. It must be like 79 degrees American. What is 79 degrees American? That's like, I don't know, 24, 25, a reasonable spring day, right? So I thought, damn, I better get in the car, get the air conditioner going. So I jump in my car, and I put the key in the ignition, and I turn the ignition, and of course, the car doesn't start. It goes, zzzz. And I thought, okay, what the hell? The problem is I haven't driven the car in a couple of days, and I noticed a few days ago, after not driving it for a couple of days, it was really sounded kind of weird when it started, but it started okay. So I thought, okay, this isn't good. The car doesn't start, and it's hot, and I'm starting to get hot, and starting to sting, and things are starting to hurt a little bit. And I thought, oh, wait, I know what to do. I have a solution for this problem. A number of years ago, the Emeritus purchased a battery charger for me, a car battery charger. And it's a regular sort of like trickle charger, but it has other features. And one of the other features is like car start. And I said, yeah, okay. So I popped the hood open of my car, the bonnet, and I find the battery, and I get the battery charger, and I plug it in, and I hook the battery charger up to the battery, and I push the magic button on the battery charger, and you know, you gotta wait 2 minutes. And I'm like, So I waited 2 minutes. Not the most patient person in the world. Was that the longest 2 minutes of my life? Close. That ranked up in the top five of the longest 2 minutes of my life. So the battery charger beeps and it says, okay, try to start the car. So I get in the car, I cross my fingers and I turn the key and brum, brum, boom, 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 boom. Yay, the car starts up. Okay, whew. Maybe it's not going to be a terrible day after all. Maybe it's not going to be the worst day ever. Maybe I'll get some food while I'm out and about. So, one of the first things I gotta do is get some gasoline and go to the bank and... there's something else. Oh, yeah, I had to go to the store too, but I didn't even make it to the store. Don't even... Okay, so... the car's running and I thought, okay, I'll just keep this running long enough, it'll be fine, the battery will recharge and na-na-na-na-na. I'll go to the bank, get some money, and I can go through the drive-thru. There's a drive-thru ATM. I can just swing through there. That'll be great. Then I can drive to the gas station and na-na-na-na-na. And so I drive to the bank, and I'm super happy because there isn't anybody in line for the drive-thru ATM. So I'm like, sweet. And I pull right up to the ATM, and I put my card in. And I start going through all the transaction action. And then it spits out a receipt and tells me to take my card. I'm like, what the hell? And I look at the receipt and it says, you have exceeded your daily transaction limit. It's like, what the hell? Daily transaction limit? This is the first transaction I've tried to do today. This is the first transaction I've done in a week. There's no transaction limit. So I look in my rear view mirror and there's nobody behind me in line. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to give this another shot. So I put my card back in the machine, push a bunch of buttons, go through all of the rigmarole just to have the machine once again kick out a receipt, or at least a piece of paper. There's no receipt, no money changed hands. Kicked out another piece of paper that says, yeah, your transaction has been denied because you have exceeded your daily transaction limit. Oh my God, no, I haven't. So now I got to get out of the car because now I got to pull out of the ATM line and I swing around over to the side of the bank and I park the car, but I don't turn it off yet because I'm scared to turn it off. Because what if it doesn't start again? Because I live close to my bank. It was only a 2 minute or 3 minute drive tops from my house to my bank. So I'm scared to turn the car off, but I decide, no, you know, It's probably kind of okay, blah, blah, blah. I got out of the car, I turned it off. I went into the bank. And I had to stand there for 30 seconds. And then the guy said, hey, come over here. And I said, okay. And I went over here and he said, what can I help you with? And I said, yeah, this, the card, blah, bank, failure, da, 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 da. And he said, do you have an ID on you? And I said, yeah. And your card? Yeah. So I give him some cards. And he goes, tacka, 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 on the computer for a while. And he goes, hmm. And tacka, 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 hmm. Tacka, tacka, tacka. Yeah, we had this happen last week. Then the guy next to him, the other teller, says, yeah, blah, 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 this is a thing now, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, so tell me my money is still there. Tell me all my money is still in the account. And he goes, oh, yeah, let's see. Tacka, 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 tacka. Yeah, you have $44. Does that seem about right? And I'm like, yep. All my money, all my dollars. So many dollars, I don't even know what to do with it. So he's still going tacka, tacka, tacka. So I turn around, I go over to the little table where they have all the little forms and pieces of paper. So I get a little withdrawal slip and I take it to the counter, I fill it out. I said, yeah, give me some dollars of money. And he gave me some dollars of money and he says, yeah, we'll try to fix this. And I'm like, yeah, you will. Yeah. Okay, give me some money and I've got other things to worry about right now. You deal with bank stuff, I will deal with Tobe stuff. So they're like, yeah, okay, cool, that sounds like a good idea. I put the money in my pocket and I head out of the bank so I can go to the gas station. So I go to the gas station. No, okay, so I go back to my car and I go, oh God, I hope it starts, I hope it starts. And boom, yeah, it starts. Hooray. Oh my God, maybe today, maybe the bank will get this stuff figured out. Maybe today won't be a terrible day. Maybe the car will be fine. Blah, blah, blah. Drive to the gas station. Okay. And this actually went down without any hassle. You know, I pulled into the gas station. The card worked in the gas pump, and so, oh my God, the card worked in the gas pump, but I wish it wouldn't have, because yesterday I spent the most money on a tank of gas that I ever have in my entire life. I'm almost positive. It was a good chunk of money. Oh my God, and I just realized I still don't have a hairdryer. Am I going to have to go out and buy a hairdryer today? Maybe. So anyway, I get the gas dealt with, except for the severe sticker shock, right? And then there's these two girls who are, excuse me, these two women who are sitting outside the gas station door. Okay, I'm just gonna skip over this part. That's okay. So after talking to these girls for a while to see what is going, it's just weirdness, but not anything overly bizarre. But regardless, it's getting hot. I'm going, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's getting a little bit hot for me. It's hot out here today. Damn. And so I jump back in the car and it starts back up. Thank God. And I throw the air conditioner on ultimate maximum freeze power, right? And then I turn the dial up to 9,000, which is almost as high as it goes. And so I got the nice cold air blasting on me. I'm like, yeah, all right. Today started out like crap, but things are shaping up. Things are going to be fine. I got Dubious Goals Committee done. I just got to get some food and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, what do I feel like eating? I need to go to the store. But it's hot now, and now I'm not feeling super great, so I thought, okay, I'm just going to pick up a sandwich real quick, and then I'll go grocery shopping later tonight when it gets dark and it's cooler and we're not in hell. So I drive to the sandwich place, which strangely is also close to the bank, but I'm leaving some things out. I'm leaving, for the sake of clarity and time, I'm leaving some kind of irrelevant facts out. So I get this sandwich, and this is a... I'm just pleased with this sandwich, regardless. I get back in the car, I bring the sandwich home, and I walk into my house, and I'm thinking, damn, it's hot in here. Why is it so damn hot in my house? And then I thought, oh, wait, no, it's just because I just got out of the nice cold car. And I'm getting back into my house, which is not as cold as the car, and so it just seems like it's hot. So I put the sandwich down, and I go up to the kitchen so I can grab some delicious fruit juice. Mmm. So yummy. And as I'm sort of walking out of the kitchen, I'm thinking, gosh, it does seem warm in here. How warm is it? And I look at the thermostat. I should not have looked at the thermostat. 79 degrees. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what the hell is going on? Why is the air conditioner not working? The air conditioner seems to have been working earlier this morning. Blah, blah, blah. I eat the sandwich. And again, to keep this story short, the sandwich was delicious. I hadn't had one in a couple years. Oh, it was good. It was really good. I'm kind of thinking about going back there to get a date, but not even to that part yet. So I'm thinking, oh my God, 79 degrees? That's 79 degrees American. Again, what is that? That's like, I don't know, 24 or 25, maybe 26 degrees Celsius. This is too hot for Tobe. Anything over 20, 21 degrees, 22 degrees, we start get into health hazard heat for our little toadster. So now I'm starting to kind of panic. What the hell is going on? The air conditioner stopped working, blah, blah, blah. And now I kind of have to go into emergency coping mode, which isn't going well. Because remember, I cannot get into a bathtub full of cold water. I cannot soak my incision. I still have to go to the doctor tomorrow to get permission to take a bath, but... So anyway, that's about where we are right now. I called the Emeritus. The Emeritus started helping me out with a bunch of stuff. Got a new battery for the car. I'm still about dying in the heat, but I was over at their house for a while. I did get some sleep, so I got over here. Blah, blah, blah. I didn't sleep overnight, well, except I did a little bit this morning. Nah, 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 nah. I'm not going to be able to get an air conditioner guy here for another 5 days. Today is not quite as hot. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention. How hot was it yesterday? It wasn't 79 degrees like I thought. It was 95 degrees. 95 degrees. That's 30-some degrees. What is that in... It's way too damn hot. This is like, let's make Tobe sick hot. So... That's where we are at today. It's not quite as hot today, but it's going to get about as hot again tomorrow. So, as of right now, I'm kind of okay. As long as I just sit here on the floor and I don't do anything, as long as I don't move, and this means I can't play guitar, I can't play synth, I can't do any exertion, and I just sit here and sting. It freaking hurts, but I don't give a shit because... One good thing also happened. At some point in time, my new tea was delivered. God, it is kind of hot here again today. Yeah, overnight, the temperature dropped enough that I was able to open that house up for a couple of hours, between about 3:30 a.m. until about 9:30 a.m. So my house cooled down a little bit, but now it's ramping back up, but it's not going to be too bad, but tomorrow's going to suck, oh my God. Anyway, what does this package say? It says tea from China Post, from Xiaozhou. Yeah. Oh, I got a plasticky thing here. Let's open it up. First, let's acquire some knife. Got some knife. Now, how do I open this? This is going to be tricky because this is not like the other packages they send me. How the hell do I... Let's just stab it open. Vroom! Okay. That was actually a smart strategy, Tobe. Because now we can pull it out from this thing. No, we can't. We need to make some more incisions. Yeah, there we go. All right. Now we've got it. No, we don't. Now we've got a big lump of bubble wrap. Yeah, the hilarious thing now is I can't drink any tea because it's too damn hot. And I did end up going to the store yesterday, but since I can't cook, it's just... I don't know what to do. So today I'm going to have to go out to eat again, but I don't know what I want to eat or go where to. I can't eat any hot food. Do I really want to get another sandwich? I don't know. It was really oily, but it was still good. Okay, clearly I'm still fighting bubble wrap here. Fine, get the knife back out. Knife, rock and roll knife, high school. Knife. Oh wait, and I'm cutting towards myself. That's not a smart thing to do, Tobe. You know better. Okay, hold on, I gotta put this stuff down. Okay, we're still not into it yet. Knife. Okay. 1, 2, 3. I'm 3 layers of packaging down. Still not done yet. And I am going to have to put the microphone down again because this is getting bad. God damn, do they really need to do this? This is so stupid. This is almost as bad as American packaging. We have to include at least 4 pounds of stuff to just throw directly into the landfill. Okay. And see, I can't even exert myself this much. This is getting me overheated. This is making me sick. Okay, so the first thing in the bag is a little bag of gift tea. Da Hong Pao. Second thing in the little bag is a little gift cake, a tiny little gift cake of Pu'er. This is aged Pu'er. Okay, so third thing in the little plastic bag is another bag. But it's cute. It's a red fine mesh bag with gold stuff printed on it. It's tied with gold string, and inside it are little individually wrapped red foil balls. And these are my blooming teas. These are my bloomers. And I'm going to give these to some friends of mine. I'm going to give a couple to my neighbor, and I'll probably give some to my friend Brian, and probably give some to my friend Doug. I don't know, maybe give some to my mom. This is nice. Nice little display bag. This is awesome. You know, if I had a tea shop, I could sell the crap out of these. Let's see, how many did I get and what did I pay for them? Now I'm trying to remember. I can't remember. I didn't get it. I didn't buy the big bag. There were like, you could get like 80. And I'm like, no, I don't need 80. I only need like, you know, 40. Or however many is in here. Oh, and I'll have to give some to Sandy. Anyway. Now, what else is in here? What's the last thing that's in here? This is the big deal. And of course, it's wrapped up in its own 2 or 3 separate things. A separate plastic outer wrapper and a paper wrapper. God, you gotta be kidding me. This is the good stuff. This is the tea that we've been waiting for, and now it's too hot to drink it. Okay, how am I gonna open this? This is, okay, once again, we gotta put everything down because this is so crazily wrapped. Slide some knife blade up in here. This is my Yunnan Golden Buds Jianhong. This is probably the highest quality tea I have ever purchased. This is the good stuff. I have to cut this knot off. This is, man, I'm exerting myself way too much. I'm getting way too hot. I'm already sick. And there's a little paper label that comes with this cake of tea. I bought this 350 gram cake. And what does it say? I don't know. I cannot read any form of Chinese. Oh, but it's got a nice picture in here. And some stuff. Oh, this is not for the Jianhong. This is for the blooming tea. Okay. Good to know. And now, oh my god, the Jianhong. The golden buds. Oh, and it's got, this is a traditional cake. It's a traditional tea cake. It's about, what, 15 centimeters in diameter. It's about, in the middle, the thickness is, it's about maybe an average of 1 centimeter thick. And it's, I cannot get it out of the plastic bag. And I'm exerting myself way too much. I really need to stop doing this. Because I'm going to, there we go, I'm going to make myself sick. Oh, it's got a beautiful, beautiful traditional wrapper. And it kind of reminds me of fireworks. That paper, that style of printing. Oh, and on the back there's some technical information, weight, blah, 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 some other stuff. Now, here's the picked date back in 2020. Got the good stuff. Got the golden buds. All right, now this is in itself an interesting predicament because now I need to get a tea pick and a tea tray, which I don't have, which is fine. And I need to pick some of this apart so I can send some to my brother. Because this is definitely going to be something he's going to need to have. And while I'm sending some of this to him, I can also send him some of the Jinjin Mei that I got. Maybe I'll send him these crappy samples to you. Because I don't want them. There's just some gift Dahong Pao. Here, you have some crappy Dahong Pao too while you're at it. And then there's another one of these little baby cakes of Pu'er. This is aged Pu'er. And it comes in these little cakes. They're about 2 centimeters in diameter. They're about 8 millimeters thick. They are formed, they are pressed. I've got a couple of other of these. This company that I buy these teas from, they send free samples along with the stuff, so the stuff that you buy. So I've stockpiled a couple of these little things. But anyway, that's the excitement. It's too hot for me to function or even do a proper Dubious Goals Committee show. A show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I don't know if what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't even know what I'm going to eat today. I just got to chill. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.